camera, I think of 1500 at the time, and I was like, dang, that's a lot of money, but whatever. Now that camera's pretty much paid off itself, because all my photo shoots I do it myself. The only downside is, you know, having to spend that time doing it, but it's like whatever I can put my mind to it, I can definitely do it. So that's something I've taken away from Kanye West, and just, you know, go after your dreams. Kanye West was boxed into as a producer, and it's like, that's not what I am. I can be a producer plus more. And it went on with the rap music and changed the game of rap as we know it today. So that's definitely, I want to be able to go into a space, do what I want to do, create, like, break out that mold people have for you and just change that space. So that's what I'm hoping to do with fashion.
Oh, I love to hear that. I love to hear that whole breaking the mold aspect of it. I think that's awesome. I think there's a lot of people who want to do a lot of big things, and it's about that one quote, that one message, that one and that one piece of inspiration that gets them from position A to position B.
Absolutely.
I'm sort of dealing with that right now myself, and I know a lot of students are people who are about to graduate. You know, you have that influx of that inner child within you of what your passion really is, and if you have the aspiration and the belief that you can pursue that. I want to know more about your brand line, and I know your recent line that you released about a week ago or so, or 2 weeks ago. Tell me more about that, and tell me more about the lines and ideas you have for the future.
Gotcha. So my last collection, it's called A Series of Random Occurrences. And honestly, was the name implies what the collection was. Usually whenever I'm planning a collection, I'd sit down, say 3, 4 months just designing. Like the first month thinking about ideas. 'Cause when I drop a collection, I like the cohesiveness. I like everything. Like you look at one piece, look at the second piece, and you're like, oh yeah, they're from the same collection. But if you can tell from my last collection, if you look at the pieces individually, you'd never be able to tell they're from the same collection. Hence the name, A Series of Random Occurrences. So whenever this collection, when I was designing this collection, I was the first shirt was the dog shirt. I was walking home, I saw a dog, and I was like, oh, that would look sick on the t-shirt. I got back home, knocked it out, boom. I was like, all right, whatever. I don't know what I'm gonna do with this. I'm just gonna, you know, put it in the vault. The other day I was walking home, I was at this one I'm wearing right now, the black and black. I was just like, yo, you know what would be sick? A black and black with an eagle on the back. I was like, I got home, knocked it out. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know what I'm gonna do with this. So put it aside. And the very last, the other shirt, same thing. I saw a picture of Screaming Mouths, and I was like, oh, that would look good on the shirt. I put it together. So this collection was very random because I never sat down at one given time to design every piece from the collection. I just went all in and just, you know, put a bunch of random pieces together to make a collection, which
pieces
is
from the vault.
Exactly. We just kind of like to go against the whole idea of a collection. When a lot of people think collections, they're thinking, oh, it has to be one way, right? So it doesn't have to be one way. It's whatever you put meaning to behind a collection, as long as there's a story within that collection, I feel that makes it a collection. So that's how I came across my last collection.
That's so interesting. I know a couple of fashion designers, and each of them have their own unique way of coming up with their collection or coming up with a standard product. Each of them inspired differently, go through their creative process differently. But I want to know more about you, and tell me your creative process. I know you already mentioned a little bit about how you go into the creative design by yourself if you see something that really touches your heart. But go through the starting of it all the way to getting it shipped to a consumer.
The first start is, oh, I look at my wardrobe, I'm like, what clothes do I need? I'm like, okay, I don't have XYZ. Okay, bet. I'm gonna make XYZ. Personally, whatever I sell is what I would wear. So I start by making clothes for myself if I'm able to make it for anybody else. Because no matter what you do, you'll always find an audience for whatever you're doing. So a lot of people try to make clothes like, okay, what is gonna sell? I make clothes, what am I gonna wear? And I feel like that's a big difference. If you're not personally going to wear what you're selling, why are you trying to sell
Why
it
are
to
you trying
somebody
to
else?
sell it?
And that's a lot of things I see with a lot of designers these days. They don't wear their own clothes. You'll never catch me not wearing high society because it's something I would buy on my own. So a lot of my creative process is starting with that. I like, okay, what clothes do I need? What am I missing? I start by designing for myself. I show a couple of friends, what you guys think? Like, oh, it looks good. Nah. I'm like, whatever, I like it, so I don't care. But sometimes I do take the constructive criticism. So I'm like, okay, perfect. So once I knock that down, okay, I'm like, okay, perfect. I need a crew neck, right? I'm like, okay, what design, what am I feeling right now? Am I looking for something loud? Am I looking for something I could wear to, say, a conference, something not too loud? And I'm like, okay, perfect. I want this. Am I looking for something with graphic? Am I looking for something just embroidered? Perfect. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of like go through that checklist.
Yeah.
Once I figure all of that out, so now the next thing is.
And are you designing all this by yourself?
All by myself.
Okay.
Next thing I'm thinking is, okay, what is the theme behind this collection? And kind of like goes with whatever I'm feeling at the time. For example, my last collection, Sinners and Saints.
Yeah.
I was going through a period where I had like conflict. Okay, who am I as a person? Am I good? Am I bad? You know, sometimes I did something that's not too great. Sometimes I did something good. So it's like that kind of like came together. Are you a sinner? Are you a saint? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, perfect. That's a new collection. Kind of like designed it based on that. So whatever I'm feeling at the moment, I design based off that. And that's what I name the collection. So once I get the collection name, then boom, I design everything within the line. So usually I try to go for 4 to 6 looks. I don't want it too much because then you have too much stuff on you and I do not want that.
Yeah.
So after I knock out the collection, I go into sampling. So once I guess I reach out to my manufacturer, okay, here's what I want to do. I go over the tech pack, which is it's a pain in the backside.
Man. And that's more of the technical stuff where you're into materials and all of those kind of things. The fact that you talked about I wouldn't sell something I would not wear by myself is something that we talked about last week. At least I talked about last week with Steve on episode 2 of Beats and Beyond, and we talked a little bit about making music, and he said that he got to a point where he realized that he would only be able to put things out that he would want to listen to on the regular by himself.
Absolutely.
And I do have a couple of friends, a friend from back home in Tanzania called DJ Gibbsy as well. And we have had a lot of conversations around that aspect of creating music. And if you were a third person and you heard your own music for the first time, would you listen to it on the regular? And that is sort of the threshold you need to hold yourself accountable to each time you have something that you're putting out there for the world. I didn't want to cut you off. I want to go back to your process of shipping to consumers, the tech stuff, and what happens after that.
Yeah, of course. So, yeah, with the tech pack, that takes a long – I think that's the longest part because there you have to get every single detail correct because if not – it's pretty much how you want the clothes to look at that point.
Okay.
So once I get the tech pack sent over to my manufacturer, we go over a couple options. Okay, like what do you want the fabric to look like? How heavy do you want the fabric to be?
Right.
Then that's when you have to take it for account, GSMs, gram square, per meter, good stuff.
Yes.
Then for that one, I'm like, okay, when am I dropping this? Am I dropping this in the winter, summer, or fall? So based on whatever season it is,
mm-hmm.
that's what detects the, what's it called? The fabric, right. How heavy the fabric is. Because you don't want something very heavy for summer. No one's going to wear it in the summer.
Yeah.
So once that's taken care of, we get the sample done, get that shipped over to me. I do my photo shoots. Once I do photo shoots, I put it up. I start teasing the collection for about a month. Because you don't want to keep teasing it for too long because then you lose people's interest.
Yeah.
So after about a month, but the last 2 weeks before the collection launches, I go crazy with it. Like just posting. I'm like, I don't care if you're blocking me at this time. I'm just posting because if you're not going to promote your stuff, who's going to do it, man?
Yeah, no, 100%. 100%. I agree with you. And I know you have been doing a lot of promo for your last collection. And I know you're going to keep doing that for the future. I want to go more about the creativity versus commercial success kind of balance. Given that you do a lot of the creative process by yourself, designing, shooting your promo, your ads, your all like the models, getting them all on board and all of that part of it, and then selling the products and actually making money, actually making a business out of it. How much of your attention, at least now because you've just started, is on the creative process versus commercial success?
I'd say, first of all, shout out to HK. She helps a lot with finding the models.
Okay, shout out to HK.
That's one huge chunk off of my plate because I'm like, oh, I'm not trying to chase anybody.
Yeah.
I would ask so many people, like, oh, I don't want to do it. And she just like goes and finds them. So she helps a lot with that, my behind the scenes. So a huge thanks to HK on that one. But in terms of creativity. So, I mean, right now, to be honest, I care more about the creative side than the money aspect. And yeah, don't get me wrong. You know,
money's always
yeah,
good.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but I don't want that right now, especially starting out. I don't want that to be my main focus, because then you kind of like lose the joy you have for making whatever you make. If right out the gate you're like, money. Like, do what you love. I don't know who set the score. Like, do what you love and the money's going to follow.
Right.
So that's what I kind of like hold it. Like, don't get me wrong. I do want to break. Right now, I'd say my main goal is to break even. Mm-hmm. I don't want to lose any money.
Right.
I want to break even every single collection. That's what I kind of like aim for.
Yeah.
So it's like the creativity aspect of it is what I always go for. So like my photo shoots, my videos, my Instagram reels, those are just like, that's what I that's one of my favorite part about it. Like, okay, putting the videos together, it's like, oh, wow. Because when it's like individual videos, you're like, doesn't make sense. But when you put it together, it's like, wow, this is actually art. So to me, it's like a form of art, which is what I really enjoy doing.
Yeah.
So, but in terms of trying to balance it out with the money aspect, I just try to make sure, okay, it goes back to what I say, like, am I going to buy what I'm selling? And I go through a lot of rounds asking people, well, what you think. There's a Reddit post thing where you post stuff on Reddit. I post my designs there, and sometimes you're going to get great feedback. And sometimes you're just going to have people like just walking out. I'm like, yo, that's. But at the end of the day,
you can hear some nasty things.
Exactly. At the end of the day, you got to be willing to take it all. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Some people don't see the vision, some people see it.
Yeah.
And that's what high society is kind of about, right? The whole, like, a lot of people don't notice.
Yeah.
The E comes before the I in the name. But usually when you spell society, you spell S-O-C-I-E-T-Y.
Yeah.
I spell S-O-C-E-I-T-Y. You didn't notice that.
I didn't notice that. No.
Nobody ever notices to, like, kind of point it out. And that's my philosophy when it comes to a lot of things I do. It's like, I write a 6. I'm looking at a 6. You're looking at a 9. We're looking at the same thing.
Right.
It's all about your perspective.
Yeah.
And that's why how I trip fashion. Like, you can see some people wear some fits and like, oh, what are you wearing, bro?
Yeah. But for someone else, they love it.
Yo, that's sick, right? So that is what fashion is. There's no right or wrong answer to a lot of things. So that's the approach I take. So whenever I put things down, like, some people are going to love this. Some people are going to hate this.
Yeah.
I hope the people that love it buy it. So I just
I hear you. That's so funny because my next question was going to be about your personal style and your curation. What's the main, if you had like a one-liner for your brand, what would that one-liner be?
I'd say trailblazers, man.
Trailblazers, yeah. Like pioneers, like people who were setting the standard in a sense.
That's it.
No, 100%. I respect that. I think that's super crucial to understand that. At least you as a fashion designer understand that there are a lot of people who might not like what you have on, and there's some people who are going to love what you have on. And it's more about curating a design that enables people to have or form a perspective in general.
Absolutely.
I know I've been following your story for a little while. I know you did get you did have a lot of challenges when you started out super, super early in the beginning, particularly with manufacturers. Tell the audience a little bit about that. We've talked about all the good stuff about the modeling and all of that stuff and breaking even and inspiration and story and legacy. But tell the audience a little bit about your failures. Tell them about how difficult it was in the start to legitimize what you're doing.
Absolutely, man. And that's something I've never really shied away from. Like, I'll keep it real, everybody.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
Like, you know, it is what it is. It's growing pains. My first collection, I did that locally. Went to a local print store, got the blanks. That was perfect. I was like, oh, this is easy. Like, okay, well, whatever. Let's get to the next collection. I get to the next collection. I find this guy. You guys are probably going to laugh at me. You find this guy off of, I think it was Instagram. I'm like, yo, first of all, never get your manufacturer off Instagram. It doesn't work out. So I get this guy off of Instagram. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to make this for you. Hypes me up. Like, oh, your design is sick. I'm like, yes. Who said this was hard? So I pay him, gets my sample done, takes a picture. 2 weeks later, I'm like, yo, bro, where are my sample at, bro? He's like, yeah, I'm going to send it.
Yeah.
Text him again. Where's my sample? Homie blocks me, bro.
Whoa.
After I paid the full payment. I'm like panicking. I'm like, what do I do? Yeah. Because this was March. I wanted to drop this collection by March. Okay. So I'm like, I don't even have the samples to have a photo shoot. So yeah. Homie blocks me. I'm like tripping about it. I'm like, all right, whatever. It's out of my control. I can't control it. I move on, find a different person. On Easter, he unblocks me and tells me happy Easter and blocks me again.
No way like, he did that.
Yo, this guy's trolling me, bro. I'm like,
he's literally playing with you.
I'm like, oh yo, what is this guy doing? So I'm like, at this point, I can't even get mad at him. I'm like, you're funny. Like, you're a funny guy. Like, whatever. You deserve whatever. Whatever's coming to you. No, so I find this other guy. Again, you're going to laugh at me. I find this other guy on TikTok, right? I didn't learn my lesson the first time.
Stay off social media.
I'm telling you, bro. I find this other guy on TikTok. They get this the first sample done. Like, perfect. Just get the sample done. Yeah. It was supposed to take 3 weeks, bro. It took like 6 months, bro.
Wow. For one sample?
I think it was 5 looks in the sample. Okay. Yeah. Takes 6 months. Usually standard time for a sample is about, at maximum, it's about three months. Okay. So I'm like, yo, this guy took double the time. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I get the clothes. I'm happy with it. I'm not happy with most of them. Yeah. At this point, I'm just like, you know, let me just take pictures. We're going to fix it during post, during the bulk production. Mm-hmm. So we get that done. So finally, I order my bulk with this guy. Yeah. Boom. Homie ghosts me, bro.
Oh, same thing?
Same thing.
Yikes.
I'm texting. I'm at this point, I'm like begging, like, bro.
So he sent the sample.
Sends the sample.
But he didn't send the book.
I already went through pre-orders. People already paid for their clothes, right?
Oh, wow.
So now it's like, it's not just my money involved. It's other people's money involved. Yeah. And if I were to refund all this money, then I'm screwed.
Yeah.
lose my money. I lose clothes. And I have to put my money to get people's their money back. So I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
And this was the second time I sold out my collection. I'm like, bro, this is terrible. Yeah. So I'm tripping. I'm like, okay, what do I do? So I'm like, no one's answering me. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take the L. I know what not to do now. So I find this other guy, mix my clothes. I'm able to ship it out. So it took me a year for just one collection.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going into the year 2023. I was like, yeah, I'm going to drop 4 collections this year. I'm ready. Let's go. Let's get this.
Yeah.
I dropped 1 collection the whole year.
Like,
yeah. And I feel like I lost a lot of audience throughout that, because I'm promoting this collection for like almost 7 months at this time. And I was like, bro, are you going to drop this or not, bro? Yeah. Like, what's going on? Yeah. So I'm looking at Instagram, I'm losing followers because I built that hype and I was like, yo.
Yo, this is going.
Everyone's like, yo, this is sick. This is sick. Yeah. And it's like, where to close that, bro?
Right.
It's like, oh, I'm like, dang it.
Yeah.
So I lose a lot of followers. I lose a lot of steam. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm just going to start where I am right now. Like, I'm not where I was about a year ago. So I'm still grateful for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to keep going. So I find a new guy, gets everything. I get it shipped out in December. And it's like a huge weight lifted off of me. And I was like, yo, thank God. Got that shipped out. Started working on the next collection right away.
Yeah.
And this one, I feel like I've kind of like gotten my feet. A bit, you know?
Yeah.
So now it's like, okay, I know what not to do. I know what to do. And that's just life at this point. You know, you're going to make mistakes. Never be afraid of failing, and which is something I am still afraid of failing, right? But you can never let that fear of failing stop you from your
purpose. Right? No, 100%. I think it's super inspiring, the fact that you got scammed twice, but you still kept on going. And today you have a super awesome collection, one that I personally absolutely love. And I think it's super inspiring for the audience to hear as well, to know that despite being financially maybe put an obstacle in front of you with your audience, with your insights, with your partnerships, with the manufacturers who you were trying to collaborate with, although you didn't have a positive response from either of those fronts, you took it upon yourself to put yourself out there still and to make that happen. And I think that's super awesome. And I honestly wish you the best. I hope it works out in the best way possible. We're going to go through our last couple of questions. We have about 6 or 7 more minutes for the interview. But we talked about your manufacturer and starting off with getting the right people around you. Still, I want to ask you this question. If you were to start today, what is the first or second piece of advice you would give yourself as a sort of mid-established fashion designer?
Honestly, I'm still figuring things out every day, to be honest. I'm not know, I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm not where I was yesterday. So that's something I always keep in mind.
Yeah.
But one piece of advice I'd get myself starting off is just do it, man. What's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to, at the end of the day, I look at it this way. If you do it and you fail, now you've, okay, now I did it. I have that experience. Right. If you don't do it, you're never going to get the experience. Either way, you're going to lose. So might as well lose on the lesser, where it, like, how do I put it? It was Jim Carrey that said, I was watching a video by Jim Carrey, said his dad wanted to be a comedian, mm-hmm. but was scared of what was going to happen if he failed.
Right.
Got a safe job, got a safe house, got a safe life, and ended up still losing that job. So it's like you failed at what you didn't even want to do in the first place. So might as well fail at what you want to do.
Right.
So that kind of like resonates with me. I'd rather fail doing what I'm doing right now, knowing I give it my best,
yeah.
than fail at not doing it and failing at whatever I don't want to do in the first place.
Yeah.
So my first advice to myself or anybody looking to get started is just do it. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, just start out and see where that takes you.
Absolutely.
No, 100%. I want to go through a couple of last quick fire questions that we had. In your opinion, fashion is a growing bottom up thing where a lot of young entrepreneurs and a lot of small startups are moving into the fashion scene, quite different from what the already established high-powered fashion brands and designers have out there. In your opinion, what is the trajectory for those moving into the fashion industry? Where do you see areas of success and how is that maybe being blocked for the last couple of years and how is that opening up now?
Good question. There are always two type of people going into fashion. There are people that do it because they love it, and yeah. there are people that do it for the money. The people that do it for the money are never going to make it. I mean, you're going to have that one outlier, that one person that's going to make it regardless.
Right.
Know? But for the most part of it, a lot of them are not going to make it, because at the end of the day, when things get hard, like, whatever, I'm just going to find something else to do, right, that can make me money.
Right.
Because if your whole goal is about the money, then you're never going to, like, keep pushing when things get hard. And people that do it because they love it, those are the people that are going to make it. And fashion is changing every day. And when you look back at 10, 20 years ago, it's not the same as it is right now, today. Right? And yeah. right now, it's a lot, I wouldn't necessarily say easier to go into, but it's not as hard as it was 20 years ago. Oh, there are so many resources online. Like you go on TikTok, out of state of fashion. It's like tens of videos telling you how to do it. And if you watch each one of them, it's like everybody's saying how they did it differently.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's something that's evolving. And I probably didn't answer your question, but
no, don't worry about that.
That is something fashion is definitely evolving, and yeah. it's opening up for a lot more people.
No, I just want to pick your brain. Don't worry about answering my question directly. And moving on to the final question of our wonderful session here today, Beats and Beyond, episode 3, with Dre. Wow, would I say Drake?
Drake.
Yeah, I know. I was about to play a Drake song, but Dre, I want to know finally, what are your upcoming projects for High Society, and what other collaborations can we look forward to?
Oh, that's a great question. Right now, once I'm done with this collection, I'm going to focus on the summer collection.
Okay.
I have midterms finals coming up, so
yeah.
I got to take care of those ones first. But I definitely say next project is summer collection. I don't have anything in the works for that yet.
Okay.
But I know I'm thinking a lot of denim. That's all I'm thinking. That's all I have in mind, denim. So hopefully I'm able to do something sick with denim. In terms of collaborations, I do not have anything in the works right now. I don't think I have any brands I want to collaborate with just yet.
Okay.
Because in a sense, I want to establish what High Society is before I'm merging with somebody else.
Before merging with someone else. Yeah, self-identity.
Exactly, because then exactly, because yeah. if I just decided to work with somebody else, then I'm just going to get lost in the sauce, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah, 100%.
That's definitely, so I'd say right now, that's definitely not on my radar for the time being. But, you know, who knows? Like, I could wake up tomorrow and like, oh, yo, that brand is sick. I want to work with them. But
But
definitely, I do want to work with more established brands. Like, not even necessarily a collaboration, just work under them so I can learn from their experiences and just, you know.
Yeah. Have there been any fashion designers that you've worked with hands-on, maybe to learn a little bit or at least witness their progress?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Okay. That's something I'm really hoping for. I want to work with some big, low. There's a brand called, I think, I, I'm not going to say this right, Atelier the Details. It's like a big brand within Montreal. And okay. St. Woods is another big one. So I just want to, like, you know, if I could find a way to connect with whoever runs the brand.
Yeah.
I'd love to, like,
if anyone in the audience hook listening me up, please. To Dre, hook my boy up with those fashion brands, and please. Hopefully he can learn a thing or two and implement his wonderful up and coming fashion brand High Society. And thank you so much, Dre, for being on here today.
I appreciate you, man.
It's honestly been an absolute pleasure. I've had the pleasure of knowing you a little bit before having you onto the show, and I can tell you that you have a lot coming for you, my brother. You have a lot going on for your fashion brand, and I honestly hope the best for you and your brand moving forward.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for being on here. Shout out to
Beats and Beyond, bro.
Okay.
Amazing show, bro.
I thought you were going to plug someone else. I was like, okay, yeah. Plug me. No, thank you so much for being on here. We're going to go to our next ad break, and then we're going to follow up with a couple more bangers coming out from the continent of Africa. Here we go. Ad number 2.
TD and Production Nuit present Women of the World Raise Their Voices. 5 special concert evenings from February 1st to March 8th. Don't miss the grand premiere, Lidl's Cameroonian Slam, Brazilian songwriter Bia Ferreira, Lorraine Klaassen's 40-year career anniversary, The Roots Daughters Sound System, and choral virtuoso Sona Jabarte. Discover the full program on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
And we're back on air, Beats and Beyond, episode 3. This was amazing. We had Dre on for a little bit, and I'm finally back on air. I know y'all missed the songs, and we've been talking for a little while. So we go to Nobody Has to Know by Cranium. This was a special request from a friend in Kenya. So I hope you all enjoyed.
It's Cranium. Whoa, whoa, baby. Baby, sit down with yourself, bend down with yourself. You know me have a fat cock for you. I've been waiting. Yeah. Nobody nothing know, say me and you are fucked. Nobody nothing know, say you are give it up. Nobody nothing know, say you come over me yard. Baby, take off your dress. Nobody nothing know, say me and you are fucked. Nobody nothing know, say you are give it up. Nobody nothing know, say you come over me yard. Baby, take off your dress. Every time you come in, act like you know I'd be. And I tell me, say I sneak, you a sneak. But from looking at your eyes, me see the freakiness. Baby girl, make it unleash. And I like, say, me no treat you good. And I like, say, me no go hard. Every time you come on me yard, you a worry, I am on the yard. Nobody nothing know, say me and you a fuck. Nobody nothing know, say you a give it up. Nobody nothing know, say you come over me yard. Baby, take off your dress. Nobody nothing know, say me and you a fuck. Nobody nothing know, say you a give it up. Nobody nothing know, say you come over me yard. Baby, take off your dress. Baby, ride me like a stallion. Fuck me like a number one. Better speak in a tongues. When me use my cocky, play guitar with your lungs. Hey girl, me I go shift your woo. When you feel it, enter the boom. Transform like Tarzan. Better never get such fuck from a bag of man. Nobody nothing know, say me and you are fucked. Nobody nothing know, say you are give it up. Nobody nothing know, say you come over me yard. Baby, take off your dress. Nobody nothing know, say me and you are fucked. Nobody nothing know, say you are give it up. Nobody nothing know, say you come over me yard. Baby, take off your dress. Baby. Every time you come here, act like you know and wait. And I tell me, say you a sneak. But from looking at your eyes, me see the freakiness. Baby girl, make it unleash. And I like, say, me no treat you good. And I like, say, me no go hard.
Every time you come on me yard, you are worried I am on the yard. Nobody nothing know, say me and you are fucked. Nobody nothing know, say you are give it up. Nobody nothing know, say you come over me yard. Baby, baby, take off the dress. Nobody nothing know, say me and you are fucked. Nobody nothing.
And that was Nobody Has to Know by Cranium. Since we're on that Cranium wave, I'm going to play one more song by Cranium that has been on my playlist for years and years and years. So I hope you all enjoy this.
When we touch down, bed I broke down. In a late night, me and I locked up. She found joints to the side, rise a shotgun. And I'm a dark glass, cut off shots, clocks well clean. Touch the road with the blood clot team. See a girl up on a corner, I cry and I scream. You know, say the boss, I fiend, I been. She say, my man, not give her the time. So of course, I know, say, me go give her the wine. Now she say, oh, me is a one of a kind. And that's how she became mine. And see that, can't believe I, can't believe I. Take him, girl, away from me, Mokado. Can't believe I, him can't believe I. Take him, girl, away from me, Mokado.
She want a rich nigga, not a buck one. She a boss too, she get her own money. Slim thicky with a booty, yeah, she know a nigga love that shit. I love that shit. She got a man know well, I'm like, so what? What that nigga got to do with us when we lost in the moment? And I'm deep in your ocean. I bet he can't believe that.
Can't believe I.
Oh, yeah.
Can't believe I.
Can't believe.
Take him, girl, away from me, Mokado. Can't believe I. Him can't believe I. Take him, girl, away from me, Mokado. Now the whole place I talk about the old from New York that give her the sparks. And I'm a straight jeans pants, I'm a wallaby clocks. The boy say, oh, me not in a in class. Show him, I give her all of the money in the world. Never know, say, him would I lose him to a regular youth. Boy, I give her the time and blush, she say me well cute. I'll see that, him can't believe I, can't believe I. Take him, girl, away from me, Mokado. Can't believe I, him can't believe I. Take him, girl, away from me, Mokado.
Girl, come give me like a wine, so. Give me like a wine, so. Give me wine, so. Give me wine, so. Give me wine, so. My girl, come give me like a wine, so. Give me like a wine, so. Give me wine, so. Show me love, girl, free your mind. Give me like a wine and I'ma make you mine, yeah. Pretty girl, I'll make you mine. I know you didn't come alone, that's why you really shy. Baby girl, come free your mind. Many love to give, I wanna hold you tight. Baby girl, I hold you tight. I wanna squeeze, wanna tease, wanna please. Baby girl, I want it one more time, yeah.
Him can't believe I, can't believe I. Take him, girl, away from me, Mokado. Can't believe I, him can't believe I. Take him, girl, away from me, Mokado.
Corner, waka waka when you enter my licha. baby, corner, corner. Will you give me sugar? Wala, wala. Macho Mona Lisa, 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 Macho Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa, I go sweep you off your feet. What up, what up, what's up? She said, make some time for me, time for me. See, for this, let me and you tap like hush for me. We walk in a stair. Please show them your best, baby. Hope you know you like to my day. Girl, you know you're all that I need. Give me your love, you can't run away. I can't deny. One back of mine, them one come try. But my love just takes you high. All them I talk about you and I. Nobody listen to them loud. I get butterflies when I see ya. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If I'm in love, it's for a reason. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Gonna, gonna. When you enter my life, baby, gonna, gonna. Will you give me sugar?
That's Mona Lisa, Lo J, SARS, and Chris Brown. Coming up, we have a song all the way from Tanzania. We have a song from 10K Leroy. He's a young up-and-coming artist in Tanzania with a song called Anoti. It's a remix. Let me know what you guys think about it.
She tell me confess everything you want from me. Tell me everything you see. I know the please, I go take you to my family. What me say she go give to me. She say she wanna live with that loca. I take you everywhere to Papa Moja. Your love is all me need, tell me you know that. I know the baby, please come on a dance floor now. So now you whine for me, girl. Your body language if you speak to me now. Your body rocking it now. I know the demi she go whine for me, yeah. So now you whine for me, girl. Your body language if you speak to me now. Your body rocking it now. I know the demi she go whine for me, oh.
Can you speak to me in your body language? Don't be shy, my baby. No need to tell me what's on your mind. The way you whine, it make a hit rewind. It make a hit pause. They make a calculate this your figure. I know say why I can't be mathematician. Give me gun team, but it run my tuition. I go carry and we go on vacation. I no go do no calculation. Now my mathematics is dead, but my lomo. On God, I no give you book on. If I see kaka, we get ammunition. On my funition, only if you
want for me, girl. Your body language, if you speak to me now. Your body rocking it now. I know the damage, she go whine for me, yeah. So now you whine for me, girl. Your body language if you speak to me now. Your body rocking it now.
The song is absolutely crazy. It has a different vibe to it, something that I absolutely love listening to from artists in Tanzania. A lot of them up-and-coming artists have a different sound. Different from Bongo Flava, which is the main type of music known for in Tanzania. This is more on the Western African side of things, a little more fusion with hip hop beats, but you'll love to hear it. To sign off, we have 2 or so minutes left for the show. I'm gonna play Happiness by Asake and Gunna. This is a song I've been playing every single episode, and I'm trying to make it a tradition because I absolutely love this song, and I hope you all do too. This is Arnajani. Beats and Beyond, episode 3. I hope y'all absolutely enjoyed today's episode. Stay tuned for a couple more coming on in the next couple more weeks. Stay tuned, keep your eyes out for a possible podcast, and hopefully we can all end our lovely morning session with a little bit of happiness.
My life no stress. Ututu.